Well, there's the complexity of 3D evolution as it is, as a piece of work for souls at a particular level of vibratory range and creation. Then there's the complexity of civilization, or the metaph there's the physical and the complexity of the collective is a further complexity, right? So there's a complexity of the metaphysics of 3D evolution. There's the complexity of human civilization in this 3D cycle, which is associated with both the physical evolution of culture, civilization, and the metaphysical causal basis, causal level of what manifests in the physical, which is the deeper level. I mean, why is it that we have nations? That has a metaphysical basis. And the metaphysical the metaphysical basis of human civilization is also complex. So you've got a lot of complexity there. Well, there's post-incarnation, then there's post-harvest. Those are different. Post-incarnation on the astral or higher, you'll have all your questions answered. Then there's post-harvest, which takes a bit later than that, and then we'll see the evolution of the entirety of the 3D cycle as a whole, of evolution as well. So lots of questions get answered on the other side. Well, yeah, I mean, as we keep learning, we keep expanding our perception, and our conception or our view and understanding keeps growing too, obviously. So it's a similar thing. It's an interesting thing. Like it sort of implied by what you're saying is, you cannot know this unless you know this and that. You cannot know this here unless you understand the context in which this here exists, which is that there, or that as the environmental field in which this exists. So there's image and substance, or form and substance, form and function, form akin to image, akin to this, and function or substance as akin to the context in which this form and appearance occurs. You can't know the physical or human civilization so well unless you know the metaphysical and its causal basis of this here, the context in which it's occurring. And we can keep growing and learning that too as we are here. I mean, that's what we're doing. So you can't know birth unless you know death. You can't live a good life unless you really understand the purpose for which you're living. And that's the great principle manipulated, exploited, preyed upon by Orion, which keeps people stuck in third density by profoundly distorted spiritual teaching, like war can be holy, and you're free by grace, not works, or by belief in dogma, doctrine, versus the quality of how you are in your relations with others. It doesn't matter how you'd live, it matters what you believe, said one Christian to me. So Orion basically blocks the door by blocking right view in the, manipulation of religion and spiritual philosophy, to cater to the lowest impulses of humanity, like, cult of personality, egoism, and thoughtless superstition, and fear-based, huddling in a collective submission to authority. All of these are the result of Orion carefully preying upon, not prayer fully, but predationally, as a predator, upon the weaknesses of human mind and the distortions of individual and collective, keeping people from understanding this by preventing them from understanding the context in which this physical life occurs, or that. So I think that's related to what you're saying. It's both. The season finale is just an episode in a much longer, endless program. And, you know, the end of Third Density is the 3D season finale. And yet it's just one more episode in the, you know, the story of creation and the story of planet Earth and the story of the particular individual souls that are here in for this last episode, ourselves included, right? You know, you can think, why, you know, you're here to help by learning, growing, you know, learn, grow, help. That's the positive, that's purpose on the positive side. Learning, growing, helping. Bing, that's it. It seems to me, to boil it down. but there's a very, there's more detailed, you know, the more granular understanding of learning and growing and helping as the basis for you or anyone being here in the season finale episode of this planet's first 3D cycle. We're here at the harvest time, season finale of the 3D season, Seasons of the Spirit, as Hilarion wrote, to learn in a particular way, or learn and grow, and thereby help. But it's not simply, you know, the helping now, it's also helping for the future, and helping ourselves by the learning and growing, by a very particular kind of learning and a very particular kind of growing, where the object of our learning is the season finale, is the last episode of the 3D season. That's very particular, actually. And so there are a number of Wanderer groups here in the Confederation, 4, 5, 6, particularly 4th and 6th density groups, that need to experience the season finale to learn what we hadn't learned before, or learn something that can be best be learned here in the season finale. At the harvest time of this planet. What's unusual about this planet is both metaphysical and civilizational, meaning this is considered a very particularly strong logos and benevolent or great, grand, magnificent logos, because it's not only the solar being of this solar system, but multiple solar systems, willing to host this apparently incorrigible group of souls and 3D repeaters. Then you have the group, which is what really makes this cycle unusual, or this program, you know, the TV program of Earth's 3D cycle now, which is its chronic spiritual apathy, or chronic spiritual retardation, or spiritual difficulty in evolving itself out of third density. The chronicity of spiritual indifference and apathy and distortion. The chronicity of individual distortion, how chronic it is, leading to, you know, continual repeated 3D recycling. That's unusual. And the compositing of multiple planets' 3D cycles repeaters here as a composite. That's also unusual. So you've got the logos being unusually grand. You've got Earth being unusually rich and bountiful. You've got the collective as being unusually composited, or a mixture of multiple sources, 3D planets. That's unusual. And then you've got the unusual chronicity of distortion and 3D repeating of these repeaters from the multiple groups on this beautiful planet. So that stuff is all real as far as I can tell, and explains very much, because it's way up the mountainside where many rivers or many streams are sourced, these principles, and much, much can be understood or will be seen to be related to those principles of the nature of the three of the experience we're having here, in terms of the planetary condition, its logoic basis, the condition of civilization and the human population, and then the individual distortions we find everywhere around us when we interact with people. So, yeah, sure, yeah. The complexity of multiple influences all working together. So, well, I think it's the metaphysical correlate to those physical genetic linkages that you're talking about. You know that there is lineage in both body and mind. And the lineage of body is called genetic. The lineage of mind is called culture. And so, yeah, the culture of the Americas came out of the culture of Europe, to a large extent, other than the indigenous. And the genetics of those in the Americas also likewise came with the people bringing their culture from Europe. And so that's the physical lineage, being both genetic, embodied physical body, and also cultural, civilizational. There's a metaphysical basis for that also, of course. And I think the idea would be that, I mean, this is a long, long topic, and I'm not, you know, I don't have perfect understanding either, but I would imagine that the distortions of those in the America, of civilization, culture, individuals in the Americas, is an exaggeration or development of distortions brought over from Europe by the culture, and even genetic predispositions to certain conditions or problems, strengths and weaknesses both, carried over from the European base of civilization or culture in the Americas. So it's just a tracing of ancestry in the metaphysical. And that would be both genetic predispositions as well as cultural values and foci, focuses, you know, of attention, like the individualism of the West today, or the globe today, being significantly influenced by what? The Greek and Roman traditions that gave the birth to, you know, what? The Enlightenment, the Renaissance in Europe, like that? That kind of tracing, I think, is what's implied. Yes, absolutely. That's a good way of putting it. It's first of all, turn the heat up is very much associated, like now, with increasing fourth density energy. The intensified pranic force of fourth density energy, which is greater than third, then intensifies works on both, you know, on the mind-body-spirit systems of the individuals, intensifying both distortions and positive development. That then leads to exaggerations of distortion, as well as great benefits coming from the development of positive qualities in the root mind, in the individual mind of those who are coming out of Western civilization. And so, like the emphasis on individualism coming out of Greece and Rome, right? Very much more different than the East, which is much more collectivist. There's certain development that's more difficult given other positive development. So the positive development in individualism may be leading a lot of people in the West to exposing the negativity of their own leadership, while in the East people are a little more naive and group think based, or less thinking even. Meanwhile, the individualism that supports discernment of negativity in the leadership or in the social complex for those in the West also makes collaboration, cooperation, working together in group formation more difficult. It could be, yeah, that it's related to that, yes, absolutely. I mean, collective biases associated with the root mind principles of both Western and Eastern civilization. Which it's very much the yin and the yang. It's very much the male and the female, or the 2-4-6 line and the 1-3-5-7 line. The yang line 1-3-5-7 grab, is more Western. Absolutely, exactly. And so, Gautama, the teacher of the East, very much focused on discipline and also individual effort in the more collective East. While Jesus, teacher of the West, spoke very much more about the virtue, the value of collective, love and brotherhood for the more individualist West, offering, so each of them could be seen to have offered necessary or valuable counterpoint to the prevailing themes, biases, tendencies of the collectivist East versus the individualist West by messages of the value of collectivism, brotherhood, you are your brother's keeper in the West by Jesus, and discipline and individual effort by the Buddhist teaching in the East. So you see that also makes sense. How about that? Right, absolutely. Yeah. And meanwhile, the individualist West, based in reason and discipline, Rome and Greece, or Greece and Rome, in many ways has fallen into collective hysteria, collective pathologies. Right? We're liberals, we're conservatives, Trump is great, Trump is the devil. People have fallen into groupthink in the West, partly because of the excessive individualism of the culture. And so in the East, you have excessive collectivism that leads to a longing for the counterpart, individualism, which often gets expressed or manifest in distorted ways too. But there's actually one mention in other chapters where Laertius, the woman's father, Andre Louis' father, his mother's husband, she's trying to help in the lower zones. It's sort of called forced purification or some kind of purification, and so time in hell. Trauma in life as metaphysically purifying. From the long view, yes, it's very, a bad is a good, or a crisis is an opportunity, and trouble well handled leaves one far better off than before the trouble. So we're on for next week, and everything's fine. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Take good care of yourselves. See you next time, and good night.